Blog Talk Radio.
December 23rd, I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Santa Claus!
And here's our extra special co-host.
Baby Pony!
Yeah, we haven't quite gotten to figure out how to get her to coo or do anything on cue.
Give her enough time, I'm sure she'll cry. She tries to get her enough time. Yeah. What if we talked about self diapers? You gotta let me know when you make these things so they don't cry. Don't just get to sit there quiet grinning. This is why this rash is taking so long to go away.
Say, but, you know, if I told you right away, then, you know, I wouldn't have anything to fuss about.
Well, anyway, Merry Christmas-ish.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Almost.
Almost. In a couple days.
Yes.
Since we will all be busy with our respective families in a couple days, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that we will be. And I just totally forgot what I was about to say.
Ooh. Well, I don't know. It's the season for wondering what ponies you're going to get under the Christmas tree.
Yep. That is so very true.
I happen to know Melody is getting a Hasbro plush Princess Twilight Sparkle from my dad.
Ooh.
That leads not to Build-A-Bear, plush twin Princess Twilight Sparkle.
Oh. Very cool.
This is why we go through so many diapers and through so much butt paste, Sydney. Isn't that always the way, as soon as you put a new diaper on, another one occurs?
Yep. That is what happens. See, I always thought it was quite funny. When I was living with a pair of friends of mine and their baby. Yeah. It was extremely, extremely funny when just got her changed and Dad comes home. Because as soon as Daddy walked in the door, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like they can sense when Daddy comes home.
No, in her case, it was, haha, here's my revenge for leaving me all day. And she'd get this cute little mischievous grin on her face. And then it would be, okay, your turn.
Well, that's how it is around our house. You see Daddy, big grin, big smile, and then you hear... And you know that's not wind.
Oh, yeah, those were always fun.
Yeah.
You know, except for a couple.
We've been battling this diaper rash. We're switching back to the wipes we were using because I think she's definitely allergic to fragrance, but she might be allergic to something in the sensitive skin wipes with chamomile. Maybe she's allergic to chamomile. I don't know. So we're moving back to the regular unscented but chamomile free wipes, and we'll see if we can get this rash under control.
Yeah, gotta love it when they do the sensitive thing. Oh, excuse me. Well, I've got some good news and I got some bad news.
Is the bad news that Summerblade won't be with us tonight?
No. Well, I guess you could take the news either way. I went to the doctor on Friday. So, that is the news you can take either way.
So, is you going to the doctor the bad news then?
Kind of.
Well, just spit it out already then.
Mostly because he poked me 3 times.
The baby said that was exactly what her Thursday was like when she went to the doctor.
Oh, dear, we both poked.
3 shots and an oral inoculation.
I know exactly what the oral inoculation was. There's only one oral inoculation they give these days. Yeah, we are doing surgery. And I called the surgical coordinator today. They have an opening on the 9th of January. But, of course, when I called back to take and schedule the appointment, they decided to close early for today.
Ah.
After she was already. It's not the topper. She was 3 hours late to work.
That's irritating. I was just mentioning in my journal the other day, when I was writing about the appointment, that we were 15 minutes late for Melody's first appointment. So they made us reschedule for that later that day.
Okay.
But we got there on time, like early, to make sure we were on time. And we had to wait an additional 20 minutes past our appointment time because the doctor was running late.
Yeah.
But do you think that they're going to discount us for the doctor visit or anything? No. I appreciate that they're doctors and that they had to spend a lot of time in med school to get their degree. I totally get wanting to have your time respected. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to respect the time of your patient. You know? And I am this close to asking for a different pediatrician because while our pediatrician is really nice, it's somewhat opinionated on the point of whether or not walkers should have wheels. The fact of the matter is that we wait and wait and wait for our appointment, and then when she gets in there, she spends 5 minutes. She really quickly does everything, talks really quickly, and then runs out, and then it's just like, you know, nurses and stuff. But I never feel like I've gotten any quality time with the pediatrician to ask questions or, you know.
Yeah, that's not good.
Especially when we have to drive to the other side of town to get to the pediatrician. You'd think that they'd at least make our drive worth it.
Yeah. Then I can tell you a few of the reasons why that most doctors are late, running late, is if they do their hospital rounds in the morning, okay, if they have an unusually high amount of patients in the hospital, it does take them a while.
Well, our pediatrician is at the hospital.
Well, even still, if they've got a lot of patients in, you know. So. But on the other hand, some are just idiots and think being a doctor is a flipping hobby.
Well, and I'm sure she's, you know, busy, but you need to allot enough time so that when you get in to see a patient, they feel like they're important. Or in this case, my child, because you can ignore me, and I'll take it for a while, but when I'm going into my child's well-visit appointment and to check up on things to make sure she's still a well child, I expect full and complete attention. So this is my little angel, even if she is whiny and complaining. Even if you are whiny and complaining. Yeah.
Yeah, well. I can only defend them up to that point. After that, they're on their own.
No, I especially want to walk her with wheels now because the pediatrician makes such a big deal about how people shouldn't allow their children to be in walkers with wheels because people aren't responsible enough to monitor their child when they're in a walker with wheels.
Well, you know, it is true. There are some parents that will just go ahead and toss them in there and just, you know, walk away.
Well, I'm sure there are, but that certainly doesn't make the product unsafe. It's a safe product as long as the people using it aren't stupid, much like cars. You don't hear people saying we should stop manufacturing cars simply because there are people that shouldn't be driving.
No, instead they put a warning label in the booklet that states, please do not park over an open flame.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, when I heard that one, and I got my new car, that was the first thing I looked for in my owner's manual, was the page where it said, do not park over an open flame.
I want to know how you would park over an open flame.
I like to know why you would park over an open flame. I don't care how. I just want to know why, wouldn't you?
Where would you find an open flame to park over?
If you dig a hole to make a barbecue pit. That would be one way.
I must be too much of a townie because we don't dig holes to cook our food here.
Well, neither do we in Illinois, but, you know. But evidently it's good for camping.
Well, mostly yeah.
But I would think that, you know, the flames coming up out of the ground would be kind of like that big giveaway that there is fire in that hole right there that you don't want to park over it.
I want to know who it was that initially parked over the open flame that made them have to put it in the owner's manual.
Probably the same stupid person who took the McDonald's coffee and put it in between their legs.
Oh, they have a documentary about that lawsuit on Netflix right now.
Oh, dear Lord.
I haven't watched it yet, but I plan on it.
I mean, you would think common sense would dictate, do not put something hot between your legs.
Yeah. I feel like people who do stupid things, when they try to sue for damages for doing something stupid, that a lawsuit should be awarded in favor of the person they're suing for having their time wasted by a moron.
I like it. I completely agree with that. Because there are several that, you know, I would even agree with.
Well, I mean, when I was growing up, and that wasn't that long ago, when I was growing up, me and my friends and my sister understood that if we got hurt doing something wrong, our parents were not going to go, oh, poor baby.
No, they were going to stand there and say, why the heck did you do that, stupid?
Our parents would drive us to the hospital if necessary, and if they had to drive us to the hospital, they were going to yell at us the whole time about how we were wasting their time and money and having to drive us to the hospital because we were doing something we shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Yes.
And then when we got home, we were going to be grounded for the rest of our lives. Or at least for a week. Which, when we were little, felt like the rest of our lives.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
I lose weeks now. But at the time, that was a long time.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we played in the woodshed of the neighbor's grandfather, and we played with the rusty hacksaw in the woodshed that also probably had hobo spiders and brown recluses, which we were not supposed to be doing, but we never got hurt because we knew our ass was going to be in trouble if we got hurt doing something stupid.
Exactly. Nowadays, it's... Go for it.
Nowadays, it's people do stupid stuff and then expect someone else to fix it for them.
Or people are just overly...
What I was doing was stupid.
Or the best one is their kids do something that is completely and utterly innocent. And we are so suit happy in this country that, you know, anything will set off a lawsuit. And I, of course, am referring to, now, in my office, we have a TV in the front reception area that's always tuned to CNN. So that's about the only news I watch is when I pass through there and something catches my attention. Well, a couple weeks ago, the story that caught my attention was 6-year-old, sex offender.
A what now?
A 6-year-old sex offender. And I don't mean that they've been a sex offender for 6 years. I mean they are in kindergarten and already have a criminal record of being a sex offender.
How does that work?
You kiss the girl you like on the hand.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Good Lord.
I am not kidding. I am dead serious. There is a child in Connecticut that is 6 years old, and he has been registered as a sex offender.
That's stupid.
All because the girl's parents overreacted.
Well, gee, what would have that made my little sister? My sister used to, like, chase down boys that she liked and push them in the mud.
You know, I'm sitting there, I'm watching this, and I'm looking at everyone in the room, and it's like, my God, I think every single person nowadays, if they did things like this back then, I think everyone in the entire United States would be classified as a sex offender.
That girl should be expelled from school, and that girl's parents should be told that they need to, like, homeschool their kid or something. Because, I'm sorry, a 6-year-old doesn't even have that kind of a drive. Has been kissed by mommy and daddy and grandma and everybody since the day they were born, and has never been taught that that was naughty or scary.
Right. So it's like, really,
we used to call that chivalry.
Oh, yes. You know, they were in reading group, and evidently the kid just turned around and just kissed her on the hand. I literally...
You know, the judge should have thrown that out.
Yeah.
Honestly, the judge should have thrown that out. And the fact that they didn't and took it seriously, that judge should be disbarred. That is a waste of taxpayer money. That is a waste of the court's time, and the judge should have known that.
Yeah.
I am sorry, but that is ridiculous.
And basically, since that stuff follows you the rest of your life, and that's an adult crime, basically those girls' parents just ruined that kid's life.
That's just... Yeah. Let's talk about something else. I'm going to get really angry and just get angry for the rest of the show if we keep talking about this. Honestly...
Well, my last information that is, when I have a child, I am putting them in a bubble. That way they cannot possibly get into trouble if they are in a bubble. What? Are you telling me they can still get in trouble when they're in a bubble? Better one than we are living on. Dinner is done, by the way.
People need to grow up. I'm serious. It's like we briefly had a pastor at the church that I go to. Yes, everybody, I'm religious and a Democrat. Ha.
Oh, dear word, it's scary.
I know. I'm just walking contradiction. The church I go to, we got a pastor who really, I'm not sure why she was a pastor, because she didn't actually believe any of the basic tenets of Christianity.
Isn't that a requirement?
You'd think. She liked the philosophy of, you know, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, and she liked the philosophy of it, but she didn't actually believe any of the stuff that you kind of have to believe to be a Christian, you know? And she was constantly trying to edit, like, the old hymns and Christmas carols and stuff to make them politically correct.
Okay.
So she didn't like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen because it was God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. So she wanted us to change it to God Rest Ye Merry Gentle Friends. We all told her no. And she refused to let us sing any of the hymns that involved mention of the blood of Christ, because she wasn't comfortable with that.
Then she was in the wrong line of work.
I know! I mean, I'm sorry, you're not... It's just people need to chill out, relax, and use some common sense. You don't have to be a Christian, but if you're going to be a pastor of a Christian church, you should probably be one. It really
yeah.
helps. You know, if you don't want your child, your little girl, being kissed by a little boy when they're six, send her to an all-girls school.
Yep.
Homeschool her. Because little kids see mommy and daddy kissing. They see, in our society, daddy and mommy kissing. They've been kissed by their parents and their grandparents and their aunts and uncles and cousins and, you know, and they don't know what happened to create a baby in the first place, and that's not what they're thinking about. They're showing affection to someone that they like. And if you can't handle that, homeschool, all-girls school, all-boys school, but don't
yeah.
punish someone else's child because...
You're an ignorant boob.
Their parents and them aren't, like, you know, psychotic freaks who are afraid of people touching them. You know, it just, if people like that, I feel like they just want attention. And just
and
chill out.
Oh, yeah.
My at reading group at the library, my little girl held the hand of a little boy. She's not even a year old.
Scandalous. How scandalous.
And I thought it was cute. But, like, all the people like my dad's age, we're like, oh, she's already got boyfriends. I'm like, she's 4 months old. Can we not talk about her having boyfriends, please?
You know, yeah. Back to the little boy. You know, back to that girl. I hate to see what's going to happen when she starts to date. You know, I can seriously see dad with a shotgun.
That just... I feel sorry for any boy that attempts to date her.
Yes.
You know? her parents are probably going to be claiming statutory.
Just for a kiss
for
on the cheek?
For a kiss on the cheek for any boy that's older than, like, 2 minutes older than her.
Well, it's almost the same route as, you know, they banned playing tag and dodgeball and...
Which, now, I admit, I hated dodgeball in school, but most kids liked it.
Yep.
Most kids, when they got pegged with the ball, weren't upset that they got hurt. They were upset that they were out and had to stand on the sidelines till someone caught the dang ball.
Exactly.
Well, and it's like the whole everyone's a winner thing. In life, in the job site, that's not the way it works. Trust me, it's not the way it works. If you're only performing your duties adequately, your boss is starting to consider either promoting you out or firing you because you're just doing your job. If you want to get hired, you have to be the best of the best with all the right paperwork and pedigree now.
That is
not
true.
Everybody is a winner. That is not the way grown-up life works. And that is why it is so irritating working around the kids that are coming into the workplace now. Because they show up to work late, they call in all the time, and then they get mad when, well, I'm doing my best, isn't considered a valid excuse. Because they were taught everybody's a winner.
Very true.
So. Not everybody's a winner. Sometimes a kiss on the hand is just someone being nice and people just need to chill.
Exactly. So. But that, I think, was our tangent for the week.
I hope so, because we just spent 34 minutes ranting.
We didn't. That's actually a record.
So anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy ranting.
Yes, but it wouldn't be a show if we didn't rant once in a while.
And I'm getting some Facebook messages, which my phone is not letting me answer for some reason. It's not pulling down the menu thing that it's supposed to be letting me pull down.
Oh, I did not Facebook you. So, but off the horrible political topic that we... I think we just killed the political topic of the evening. Any pony news this week for you?
I saw Fluttershy at Build-A-Bear.
How did she look?
Oh, my gosh. She is fantastic, and what is better is they've upgraded the quality of hair. So instead
Ooh.
Of using acrylic, it's nylon.
I'm about to die. Well, that is a good thing. That is a very good thing. And... Well, I have some news that I didn't even know about, that I actually found out about at the doctor's on Friday.
You're pregnant?
No. That would be an immaculate conception.
your doctor's pregnant.
Dear Lord, I hope he isn't. No. The nurse remembered that I collect My Little Ponies, and she was at the store. Did you know that the Thai Beanie Baby Company has come out with My Little Ponies?
Sorry, what now?
The Thai Beanie Baby Company.
Oh, yeah.
Has come out with a line of My Little Pony.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're just the main six right now, but...
Oh, great. I'm like the last one to know about them, evidently.
Summer.
I don't know. I think she might be in Cuba, but you know, I can never tell because I never remember what her phone number is.
Well, take whoever's in the queue into the rainbow room and check it out.
No, I'm very scared to do that. Oh dear. Well,
what?
Summer will not be on the show tonight.
How do you know?
Because she just Facebooked me. So she's not going to be able to make the show tonight. She's in pain from work.
Aww.
So. So unfortunately, it will just be the two of us counting down our favorite Christmas My Little Ponies.
Gotcha.
But... I do have some pony news, but I don't exactly know what it is yet. Mostly due to the fact that I received my swap box from my pen pal, and I have not opened it yet.
Well, open it. Open it.
If
for
you...
Pony, what do you make wait for?
Well, I got mine on Friday, and I didn't ship mine until Friday. So I kind of felt bad. So I didn't want to open mine until she got hers.
Well, tough.
Okay. I've got the box. She used the, the decorative duct tape. They've come out with?
Yeah.
She used that to seal up the box. And gosh darn it, is this stuff strong.
Well, it's duct tape.
Yes, but I've never had duct tape be this strong before. I wonder if the design makes it stronger. And we really should have some box opening music, you know?
Yeah.
Did you just log into the chat room?
Yes, sort
of. You just kicked me off.
Oops.
Okay, there we go. Okay, there we go. So, okay. Okay, I've got one site open. Almost. Okay. One more snip. There we go. One more snip over here. Hi, they.
So apparently the Joseph Reinhardt person.
Yes. Yes, I think the show's already reached, it's already seen its potential and has reached its potential since we've been on for 3 years. We don't need to take random callers to have potential.
And regardless of what you heard us ranting about earlier, which may have confused people into thinking we're a different kind of show, it's just that sometimes we rant.
Yes.
Why not? We really do try not to. We try to stay on topic.
Yeah. We never really succeed at that, but we do try. Okay. It's almost opened. Huh. Okay, let's see. Open box with caution. Pinkie Pie might have her cannon inside. Oh dear. At least I had a warning that Pinkie Pie was in the box someplace. Okay, the Christmas card seems safe. Woohoo! The Christmas card did not explode with glitter or confetti. Hooray! But it looks like the rest of the box will. You definitely know when a pony collector has sent you a box full of stuff. When you have to open the box very carefully, like you're unwrapping a bomb.
Well, yes.
Holy crap! Pinkie Pie did get into here. And boy, did she dump a lot of confetti. Okay, let's see. Ooh. Peel and stick vinyl graphic. And it's an Applejack.
Ooh.
It's a flathead. A fathead. Not a flathead. Fathead. Ooh. Ooh. You know, I have never seen one of these things in person. And I definitely did not know they made My Little Pony fatheads.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Those are those big graphic art thingies that you stick on the wall. They're the vinyl art things. They started off as just like football players and stuff like that. You still don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I mean, I've seen My Little Pony vinyl wall art and, like, magnet stuff. But... I guess I just don't know what you mean by fathead.
I think you have to Google it.
I'm trying, but I'm not seeing anything unusual.
Well, while I open this, do we want to go ahead and start counting down our favorite holiday ponies, and I can just announce what I have as we go along?
Well, sure.
Because this might take me a while, you know, especially with the impending blast of confetti. Let's see. Pull up the website.
Well, I think my favorite Christmas pony is the G1 baby pony stocking, which I believe is something that she's dubbed by collectors because she didn't come with a name, but she's a white baby pony with cherry red hair and a green stocking on her flank.
She was originally called the Kellogg's pony because she was only available through Kellogg's. So originally her name was actually just the Kellogg's pony until collectors stood there and said, no, her name is Baby Stockings. And it stuck, which I think that's a much better name than the Kellogg's pony.
Yeah.
I mean, the Kellogg's pony is just kind of like, really?
I actually have two of that pony.
Yeah, I've only got one of her. Ooh. Now, you can definitely tell when pony people have reused packaging from another item. When they slit open the sides and shove more stuff into it. I have blind bags, crystal shine blind bags.
Shut up. Those are my favorite. And I only have one because it came and went too quickly. Now they have those horrible neon ponies. Look terrible.
Oh, I've got a neon bright pony too. And they're in the packaging, so I don't know exactly which pony is in there. Here, I have one item that's kind of hard to describe. is like a Ponyville that has had a drill dropped through its head, a little screw on hook, and a dog tag of Friendship is Magic attached to it, and it's actually a necklace. And it's a pinky tie.
Nice.
Ooh, a magic towel. You know, magic towels are so much fun to collect. Okay. Should I or should I not open up these blind bags?
I think you should save them for next week's show.
Okay. I also have a bunch of temporary tattoos. You have Twilight Sparkle as Princess Twilight Sparkle, Rarity. I've got stickers. Which is a typical thing we actually swap, is we actually swap stickers. So, well, let's see. My first favorite Christmas pony is... Hold on, let me pull them up. Hold on. Now, don't you just hate it when you can't remember what it's called off the top of your head?
Yes. In fact, actually, I'm trying to think of the name. What is the name of the, like, the prom version of Monster High?
I don't know.
Like, where they were all dressed up in fancy clothes. There was a DVD movie. It wasn't Dawn of the Dance.
That is a very good question. Prom version of Monster High. It doesn't say. Ghoul's Prom. It's called Ghoul's Prom.
No.
Well.
Ghoul's Night Out. That's what it is.
Ah, okay. One of my favorite Christmas ponies happens to be the first Christmas pony I ever got. And granted, she's not called a Christmas pony. She's called a winter pony. Well, you know what? We're still going to count winter ponies, right?
Well, sure.
Okay. Well, my first ever favorite was Velvet Bow, and she is a G3. And she is the one that the body color is like almost a bluish gray, and her hair is that dark blue, the light pink, the icy purple. And she came with the little pink scarf and the pink hat with the purple bow. And I very vividly remember when I got her was actually the day after Thanksgiving. shopping. We just happened to walk into the Target pony section, or we walked past it, and I saw her, and it was like, oh, my God, because that was before I knew that Hasbro released special ponies for the holidays.
Ah.
So this was back when I just first started to collect. So she is my first favorite because she was the first one I ever got.
Ah. Now, see, so, the first one I ever got was Blossom. But I don't remember if I got her for my birthday when I was 3 or if it was Christmas. The first pony I remember getting for Christmas was Moon Dancer. And my sister got Glory. Which is probably why Moon Dancer is one of my favorite unicorns. I think she was the first unicorn I got. And my sister was old enough to get a pony, so this would have been in, like, probably 1987.
Yep.
Maybe. So we both got a pony that year. So it was 1986 or 1987. Because I can't imagine my mom giving a one-year-old a pony.
No, that's typically frowned upon.
Yeah.
I think the general rule is wait until they're at least somewhat speaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might not be able to understand them, but the ponies will be able to understand them. Aha! The second package is something I think my mother will actually like. And it's a package of potpourri.
Yeah.
So this is something I'm going to have her sniff.
Yeah, so. Now there are several G1 Christmas ponies that I really like, though, but don't have in my collection yet. Like, I want the grown-up stockings, and I want the... It would be so much easier if Into the Sea was still there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, there's one with Santa Claus. I still need him. Or her. I still need her. And
you mean Merry Treat?
Yeah. And then there's the grown-up stockings in the collector's pose. I still need her as well.
Sorry, bear with me. I'm attempting to de-glitter the confetti the package before I open it.
Um,
Boy, this really brings back this brings back memories of when I was doing a lot of the swaps, and I would just take, and whatever holiday it was, the one thing I always did for my boxes was I always did pencils and I always did erasers for whatever holiday it was. And then if it was a random swap, it would just be whatever random pencils and erasers I had left over from other swaps. And I would take the erasers, and I would just drop them in there just like confetti.
But yeah, and I think one could argue that Baby Candy, who was a UK baby pony from the G1 line, is a Christmas pony.
What does she look
like?
She's
a white pony in the Ember pose, the Baby Ember pose. Her tail is dark green, and then her mane is green and white stripes. And she's got little bonbon candies all over in a twice as fancy design. The candies are pink and green. And I think one could argue that she's a Christmas pony. She probably wasn't exclusively a Christmas pony per se, but I would argue that she is a Christmas pony.
She probably is. She is probably considered a holiday pony.
And honestly, I would love to have her in my collection also because she is beautiful. And there's actually two versions of her. There's one where the first stripe is green and one where the first stripe is white, according to Strawberry Reef.
What is her symbol?
Like I said, they're little, like, individually wrapped candies.
Oh!
Ever made candies?
I must have not paid attention to that part. Ooh! Ooh! I feel a pony. I feel a pony head.
Just a head?
I found a head. There's a head. I feel a head. Oh, and there's a tail. I'm opening her up backwards, evidently. It's a moonstone.
Oh, nice. She's my favorite rainbow pony.
As I just drop her back into the box, by accident, of course.
Now, I would also venture to say that Baby Princess Sparkle, the Princess Baby Buggy pony, I think one could argue that she's a Christmas pony, too, because she's very white and sparkly.
I bet she is.
And then, of course, there's the December birth flower pony, Holly.
Oh, yep. She automatically gets props for being a Christmas pony.
Yep.
Not simply because she is a December pony.
But also because she has the holly flower, well, the holly leaves and the holly berries on her Christmas feeding her.
There you go. I have to say, at least I give props to my pen pal for at least warning me that Pinkie Pie was in here with her gun, with her cannon.
Yeah. And then there's an Argentina Christmas pony in the lickety split posy pose. It has two candy canes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
She's from Argentina, and she is just gorgeous. She is definitely a Christmas pony worth noting. And I would venture to say that Twinkle Eye Gingerbread and Argentina Gingerbread, all of them, and Spain Gingerbread should be considered Christmas ponies. Because the only time you eat gingerbread and gingerbread cookies is during the holidays.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is cute. Okay. To describe what I'm saying is cute is she took, you know, those collector cards that come in the, what are those things called? The blind bags?
Yeah.
And she attached them to a plain, I think it's a plain old gift bag with the same designer duct tape and packing tape to make it a My Little Pony gift bag, and took ribbon and braided it and twisted it for the handle, and she made another one of those, the necklace charm that was of Pinkie Pie. She made a Fluttershy version of it and attached it to the handle. And it's a clear Fluttershy.
Oh, I want it. You know how I am about clear and the sparkly ponies.
Yes. And the bag has cards of Royal Rift, Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, Super Speedy Cider Squeezy 6000, Seeds and Truth, Pinkie Pie, Mosley Orange, Rarity, Applejack, the Acorn Amulet, and Canter Watch.
Ah.
But there's something in the bag, too. So let's see what's in the bag. Ooh, candy!
Yay, candy!
I knew I forgot to put something in that swap box. I forgot the cookies and candy. Wait, there's something else in here, too. Oh! There's My Little Pony nail polish.
Now, I would venture to say that the German star signs look very Christmassy to me.
It does.
Because star signs star looks more like the Christmas star than a sun in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, that it does. It definitely does.
And then Sweet Stuff, I would have to say, should be a Christmas pony. Yes, I realize she's all, like, purpley and stuff, but she's got gumdrops on her, which to me is a Christmas thing.
I agree.
And then, of course, there's Taffy, which, again, the candies look Christmassy to me. She's a white pony. She's got reddish-pink hair. She should be considered a Christmas pony, I think.
Yes. Ooh, I found another pony.
Ooh, which pony?
Sunset Shimmer from the Crystal Princess Celebration set. So she has the little mask.
Oh, the cardboard mask. And
but she is very pretty.
Oop, awesome.
I found another pony.
Ooh, which pony?
Ooh, it's one of the tropical ones.
Oh, nice.
It's the one with the ship on her butt. G1 tropical ponies were 87 to 88, right?
Maybe they've been 88 to 89.
Oh, sunshine. Oh, it's mainsail. Nope. Nope. Back it up. Sandic. Nope. Back it up. Nope. Nope.
Melody.
Oh, now she's got me wondering which one this one is.
Well, let me see. I'm trying to find her. See, Twinkle Eye, Babies, Flutters, BC Ponies, Megan's New Stuff, more Twinkle Eyes, Liz Off by Fancy, Princess Ponies.
Oh, it's Hula Hula.
BC Ponies. Oh, I wanted to mention, I think Yum Yum looks Christmassy to me as well. I know some people are going to argue and say that she's a Valentine-y looking pony, but to me, she is a Christmassy looking pony. All right. Still looking in Brush and Grow, Happy Tales, Magic Message.
I found her.
We found her?
Yes. She is Hula Hula.
Ooh. Hula Hula. Oh, Molasses in the Candy Cane Ponies. All the Candy Cane Ponies, I think, deserve to be called Christmas ponies. Am I right?
I second that motion.
So that includes Caramel Crunch, Lemon Treats, Mint Dreams, Molasses, Sugar Apple, and Sugar Sweet.
I will second, third, and fourth that motion. As I am spilling glitter all over the place, despite the fact I'm trying not to.
You have craft herpes now.
Yes, and it is in shape. Because literally, I should actually take a picture of the bottom of this box. It literally looks like, you know, Pinkie Pie crawled into the box with her glitter cannon. You know, and just shot it off.
Oh, and I did want to mention that the tropical ponies are 1889 to 1990.
Very cool.
Aww.
She put in here, may you and your family be merry and blessed, PPPF. Are you ready for what that means?
Yeah.
Pony pen pal forever.
Aww. How sweet.
And I had felt bad because I was supposed to send out a letter last month, but last month was so crazy. And then with my computer going down the weekend I was supposed to write it, I never got around to writing a letter last month.
Yeah, I just found out that a letter to one of my pen pals that I asked my husband to take out a while back to the mailbox, he had meant to take it out, but he actually set it down someplace and forgot about it. So,
okay.
It's just going out, like, a couple days ago.
Ouch. A little note about the gift bag. It's actually supposed to be a, what did she call it? It's supposed to be a pocketbook to match the wallet she made.
Oh.
So she had made like a little sticker wallet out of the same thing, out of the cards from inside the blind bags. So I have a complete set, a pocketbook with wallet.
Well, very sweet. I just sent out a big box of stuff to one of my pony friends that contains last year's Christmas present because I am very naughty and I was pregnant last Christmas and not feeling good and didn't get out. So last year's Christmas gift and then her birthday gift and then her get well gift and then a special treat that I got her for Christmas this year when I went to the Peter S. Spiegel thing. And with
very
any
cool
luck, it'll arrive on time tomorrow.
Yay!
I'm hoping that it arrives on time tomorrow. I had to send it through the United States Postal Service because all I have for her is a P.O. box. And, like, FedEx doesn't deliver to P.O. boxes.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a P.O. box, which are controlled, I believe, by the U.S. Postal Service. I don't think anybody's allowed to carry to those except for the United States Postal Service.
Yeah, they kind of reign domain over those. Hence why UPS started their own version of that. So that you can get FedEx boxes. I believe you can get FedEx boxes and UPS and your regular mail delivered there. I believe UPS store does not discriminate. So.
Now, I was going to ask you, do you think that glittery sweetheart sister ponies should be called Christmas ponies? Because they seem Christmas-like-ish to me. I've always considered them Christmas ponies. They have names like Bright Night, Wolf Flash, and Twinkler.
Oh, my.
What?
Because I had, I've been updating my Sims 3 game all day today. Because I just finally got some expansion packs for it through Gamefly. Simply because I can get four for the price of two through Gamefly.
Mhm.
And they force you to download a new version of the Sims 3 game, the original. and I just finally finished the download and the install, and I just started it up without a disk in the computer. I can now play The Sims 3 without having to have a disk in there.
Nice.
Because I remember every single time when you'd put in a new expansion pack, you had to remember which one was the last expansion pack you put in there, because that was the new disk you needed to use in order to launch the game. And I think by the time I got done, I had like 8 different expansions to The Sims 2 game. Do you know how hard it is to remember which one was the last one you actually put in?
I don't remember the last time I played The Sims.
I played it last night. Dear God, I forgot how addictive it is.
It's been a lot of years since I played any Sims games. Oh, I was reading on my little wiki that Bluebell was listed in the 1983 Sears Christmas catalog.
Ooh!
But they just called her Belle, though.
Hmm. That is kind of odd that they just called her Belle. Unless maybe that was just a typo.
Or, I'm not entirely sure, but yes, she was in fact listed in the Christmas Sears catalog. So I probably did get her for Christmas. She was probably my very first Christmas pony.
Hmm. There you go. Okay. Time to close up the confetti bomb. Not all the important stuff is out. The ponies can live in the glitter. And look and go, ooh, it's pretty and shiny in here.
Oh, did I tell you that Pony Baby went Christmas shopping yesterday? Me and Pony Baby, we went to brave the trials of the mall yesterday because Pony Baby reminded me that she had not gotten anything. Ooh. Oh, gonna have to change that one quick. She
oh
had
dear.
Not gotten anything for Daddy for Christmas. We had to correct that. And so we went to Macy's, and we taste tested many things before deciding on two things to get for Daddy.
So what did she decide to get for Daddy?
Well, I will tell you next week. Just in case Daddy tries to get a leg up by listening to the show.
Hmm. That is true. Daddies have been known to do that.
And he does know that the show is available for download on iTunes. And you do know he has his iPhone.
Actually, iTunes right now, their downloads for podcasts are down.
Really?
Yes.
Like, people are downloading less, or like it's not working?
It's not working.
Well, dang you, iTunes, fix it.
Yeah, let me pull up the email I got. Because I got it because the show automatically launches to pod. It automatically goes into the podcast. Podcasts on iTunes. Podcasts on iTunes, podcast submissions in December. Submit a podcast will temporarily be unavailable from December 21st to Friday, December 27th. During that time, submit a podcast will not be accessible and you will not be able to submit new podcasts. Processing of metadata changes to existing podcasts will be delayed. If you have any additional questions, please contact us.
Stupid Apple.
Yes, but at least they warned us.
Yeah, I suppose. It just complicates everything, though.
Yeah. Especially since many of our listeners listen to our to us via iTunes.
That's true.
So I'm going to have to...
So, you know, I have been noticing that iTunes has been having some issues recently, so I'm wondering if they're trying to fix it.
I think they probably are. And they probably, and you got to figure, you know, if they don't have anything coming onto the site, it just makes it that much easier and quicker to fix.
Probably.
So.
Now, so I've looked at some of my favorite Christmas movies, all of which are G1. What are your favorite
things? Well, I've already said my first one. My first one is Velvet Bow because she was the very first ever Christmas pony, wintertime Christmas pony I ever got. All of yours are also my favorites. Stockings, Merryweather. They're my favorites.
You mean Merryweather's a Jesus.
Okay, so I got it wrong. One of my favorite Christmas ponies is definitely not a U.S. release. It's the only... Hold on. Sorry, I've got to find her. Oh, guess I should look under play sets. Don't you just hate it when you cannot find what you're looking for?
Yes.
And you're glaring because you know the website that you could have found it on very quickly and very easily? Is no longer up?
I know. You never realize how much you use into the CD until it goes away.
Okay, here it is. I can barely see it. Boy, where is Yum Yum's site when you need it?
Where is Yum Yum when you need him? He never comes onto the show anymore.
I know. One of my favorites is actually a G2. It's the only released G2 Christmas Pony. And it was, of course, an overseas exclusive because this came out just after they shipped them all overseas. And it's G2 Christmas Baby Sweet Snowflake.
What year was that?
I'm trying to remember. I can't quite find it.
Now, you do remember that there was a G2 poem called Merry Moment.
There was?
Yes.
Hmm.
She was released in 1999, Secret Surprise Friend. There was, of course, Hip Polly that is more expensive to get now than words can express. And Merry Moments. And Merry Moments was green with kind of pinky red hair and a bunch of accessories.
Okay.
She's not specifically Christmassy, but she's kind of Christmassy. She's got a scrapbook or a photo album or whatever for her cutie mark. And it looks like there's something else about the photo album, but I can't tell what it is. Bells or something.
Yeah. But evidently, while I wasn't looking, we got trolls.
Really?
This is when having three people on works wonders. But anyway, I like Sweet Snowflake. And it's the quintessential Christmas pony. She comes with a Christmas tree. You can put the little Christmas angel on top of the tree. You can put the little bear in the present underneath the tree. It just screams Christmas.
Oh, whoa, we were totally trolled.
Yeah. I do apologize for not paying attention.
You know, maybe when there's only two of us and we're having to look stuff up, maybe we need to just not have the chat room.
Okie dokie. Say it. There we go. So that's one of them. Another one has a cute little story.
I wasn't able to find the pony you were talking about. What year was it released, did you say?
2000. Year 2000.
And which one was it?
Sweet Snowflake. Baby Sweet Snowflake.
Oh, she's adorable.
Isn't she?
Comes with. And she's so perfect as far as her design. She's a white pony. She's got the same hair colors as Mary Tree. And, oh, she's wonderful. My gosh, that's... Why couldn't we get her, like, in the U.S.? They gave us all, like, the boring ponies and no cute ponies.
That's what everyone said. They gave us all the boring crap, and then they went overseas, and then they got all the good stuff.
Yeah, I think that the G2 line would have done better if they would have started off with a diversity instead of just a bunch of weird-looking earth ponies. If they had given us some earth ponies and some unicorns and a couple of babies, you know, I think all of us would have been more on board, wouldn't you say?
I agree.
Because their original designs weren't that great. I mean, and I realize that many people say that about the original six My Little Ponies, but I would venture to say that at least the original six My Little Ponies looked identifiably like ponies.
Yeah.
The G2s were skinny and more stylized, and
they were just
now
confusing.
That I'm older, I can appreciate them, but at the time, that's not what I was looking for in a pony. Now, why do we have to get this pony? Oh, why?
Exactly. But yeah, I like this one because.
This would have been what they led with. If they would have led with this pony, Baby Sweet Snowflake and all her accessories, I totally would have been all for it.
Well, that's always good to know. But yeah, I mean, this gal, I mean, she screams Christmas. There is no... Yeah, right down to, you know, she gets to decorate the Christmas tree by putting the angel on top of the Christmas tree and putting the presents in underneath the Christmas tree.
Yeah, this is undoubtedly a Christmas pony, and I feel cheated now. Yeah. All right, so what's your next pony that you like for Christmas?
The next pony I like actually has a story behind her. It's Marshmallow Coco.
Marshmallow Coco, was she a G3?
She's a G3. She is light blue. Her hair colors are dark blue, light blue, and pink. And she has a cup of cocoa as her symbol with some cookies. And she has the tobogganing hat and the puffy tail thing.
Oh, I remember her. I hated her hat. But I liked everything else about her.
Well, she has a story behind her. It was during my first Christmas swap, and I wanted her, and my partner wanted her. So when I got her to put in the box, I was highly debating whether or not to send her. Because I had never ended up in a swap where I wanted the same pony as my partner did. But in the end, I put her in the box and thought, okay, maybe I'll get her back because I was so good, and, you know, the pony gods will look down and say, you know, she was good. She sent off that pony. You know, we're going to send one her way, too. I had two partners, and the second partner had sent her box from Microsoft, hence that was the box where I was completely confused because the return address label said Microsoft.
Nice.
Mhm. So when I opened up everything, it was on Christmas morning. I opened up one of the gift packages. Guess who came back to me?
Marshmallow Cocoa?
Yes. Complete with her accessories and her comb. So I thought that was just really... I felt bad because the one I sent off didn't have her accessories. Because all I could find was the pony, but they didn't want the accessories. I always put it on there if it comes with accessories. If you can find them, great. So, but yeah, that was actually a very interesting swap.
Now, I don't know if you can hear from this position, but can you hear that cooing sound?
Yes.
That's the baby.
I kind of figured that was the baby. I hoped that was the baby. Because if that was something else, I would have been very scared.
Well, it kind of sounds like a pigeon a little bit. It sounds a little bit like a pigeon. She's playing with a yellow bush woolly right now.
Ah. Well, another one of my favorite Christmas ponies. It's actually two ponies with the same name.
I think I know which pony you're talking about, but remind me.
Mittens.
Oh, that's right.
There were two of them, the same name, but totally different designs. We have the 2003 Mittens, which the only part that made sense was the fact that she had booties on her feet. That could
yeah,
be,
she was,
you know,
a pink pony with a Christmas tree, right?
Yes. And she had booties on her feet, and a scarf around her neck, which the booties on her feet was the only indication for mittens. Then in 2007, they re-released her, this time as a purple pony with mittens as her symbol.
And she had a really awesome hood. It had
yes.
A little puffball hanging down from it.
Yes, and it had the fur on the faux fur on the trim, and it is bright, bright pink.
Yeah, I like the second version of Mittens better than the first because the first I thought was kind of boring, but there was actually a pearly version of the first edition of Mittens that looks better.
Actually, I think the first version of her nope wrong thing never mind
now I would just like to point out that I think that the second version of Mittens was inspired by a 1980s newborn pony named Snookum.
I think Snookum, so, too.
And she had purple hair, and she had purple mittens with a little pink kind of snowflake design. And she was in, like, the newborn pose equivalent of snowflakes pose. Oh, that's another good one. Powder.
Oh, yeah.
I always end up calling Powder Snowflake, but no, Powder. The G1 pony,
yep.
Powder. Absolutely a Christmas pony. Undeniably a Christmas pony. Dark purple body, white and pink hair. Gosh, I love Powder.
I think we're missing. Oh, wait. I want to leave those two to the end.
No.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
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 Hello? Are you still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? I'm talking I'm talking into the phone. Hello?
I'm talking into the phone, too.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Good, because Mom was getting a kick out of that.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes. I could hear you before.
Okay. Well, I could hear you before, but you kept going, hello, is anybody there?
Because you kept going, hello, is anyone there?
Because you kept going, hello, is anyone there? Well, anyway, another G3 Christmas pony that I absolutely adore is Mistletoe.
Oh, yes, yeah, she was really cute.
And, of course, Mistletoe was a white pony. She had a pink and red candy cane striped hair. And, and white. Pink, white, and red candy cane striped hair. And she had three Christmas ornaments, blue, red, and green, for her cutie mark. And she came with a Santa hat. She was undeniably a Christmas pony. They call her Winter Pony, but I'm sorry, that's a Christmas pony.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you there.
And then we can't forget about Snowell, who had the same exact design as Mittens, only she was lickety-split pink, and she had pink and red and white candy striped hair.
That she did. Okay.
Oh, I love you too, baby pony. I love you too. I love you too. My baby's giving me kisses.
Aww.
And it involves a lot of drool on my forehead. Still. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of hair. I have lots of hair, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear a lot of typing going on.
Sorry. Aha, here we go. Now, I say we have to end the evening on the quintessential couple that is Christmas.
Well, which couple would that be?
I am, of course, talking about the couple that jump the generations. I'm, of course, talking of G1, Mountain Boy, Ice Crystal, and G3, Winter Snow.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Ice Crystal was like the only Christmassy boy pony. If you were looking for a winter themed stallion, he was the one. And then, of course, Winter Snow
is the quintessential You know, despite their age difference, you know, you have to look past their age difference.
Yeah.
But this is, without a doubt, the couple that if they had like a snowball or something like that, these two would be crowned the king and queen of it. Because you have Ice Crystal, who is that icy blue green, the icy mint green, with the white hair and the mint green streak running through it, with the blue and white pieces of ice as his symbol. And you have Winter Snow, who is also a European exclusive, because the Mountain Boys were European. She is that mint green, again, that ice white hair, and her symbol is the snowflakes.
Well, but I don't think that we should forget that Winter Snow had a sister pony that in the G3s. It was also in the Diva pose, just like Winter Snow was, and her name was Crystal Crown. They have the same body color. They have the same hair color. Winter Snow has her white snowflakes and swirling snow winds. And Crystal Crown has a light blue and white crown that has a kind of dotted white dotted heart behind it with a green sort of decorative thing on the top of the heart. But yeah, I would venture to say that rather than a couple, Ice Crystal is the parent stallion to these two girls.
Hmm.
Crystal is the king of winter, and these are his two daughters.
That could work, too. So, there you go. We have counted down our favorite Christmas ponies.
Indeed. And, well, let us not forget that we have to tip our hat to Minty, both G1 and G3.
Oh, yes.
Because especially G3 Minty had a Christmas special.
Oh, that is true.
And not only did she have a Christmas special, but she prompted the first Christmas blind bags. Or, sorry, Ponyvilles. And
yes.
Minty has managed to go from G1 to G3 and into G4.
Yes, she was the very first ever Ponyville ever, because she came out with the actual DVD of her Christmas special. So let's give her a round of applause.
Yay! 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 Yay!
As well as a small screen.
Oh.
I heard that noise.
Yes.
So.
But yes, so that is our Christmas countdown. And, of course, for all the other Christmas ponies, as there were many, who did not make it into our top list, just know that we love all of our Christmas ponies. These are just some of our favorites.
Yes. And just remember, Christmas, the next Christmas special, is only 365 days away.
Darn tootin'.
So if you didn't make it this year, you just might make it next year.
Indeed. And for all the people who are upset that we don't take callers, well, tough. We've been on the air for 3 years. We don't take callers.
I know. Yeah, people think that that's a new-fangled thing, but we have never in the time that we have been on the air have ever taken random callers.
Indeed. All the customizer interviews are people that have been, you know, vetted and prompt ahead of time, you know, what the rules are, what we're going to talk about. When I first called in as a customizer, I was brought into the Rainbow Room and given the rules before I was brought on the air.
Yes, because even though we are very lax and, you know, stuff like that, we do have our rules and we do stick to a lot of them.
And keep in mind that our rules are there because they are not specifically our rules. They are the rules set down by Blog Talk for how we rate the show. We list our program as being E for everyone.
Yep.
Which means it has to be clean, and there are certain words that are not allowed to be used, like the kind that unfortunately made its way into our chat room tonight.
Sorry. My
bad. I apologize again. For anybody who may have read that, we're just going to have to make sure that we have three people on if we're going to open up the chat room. And that one of us is monitoring the chat room.
Yeah, I often make very quick work of sweeping out the trash.
As soon as we do find it happening, we're very quick to kick people out of the chat room.
Yes, we are. Ooh, I have the possibility of having Granny Smith in this package, or Big Macintosh.
Ooh.
Glenda the Griffin. I, of course, am talking about the neon brights.
I just do
don't like the look of any of the neon ponies. I like the characters. I just don't like the way the neon ponies look.
Ah, okay.
I have regular Griffin and regular Big Mac and Granny Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I have a neon Pinkie Pie, and good Lord, she looks terrible. Just sunburned and psychotic.
Oh, dear. That is not good. And in the other set, I had the possibility of getting... Ooh, one of the bolts.
Ooh.
One of the thunderbolts. So we, of course, will have to wait until next week to open these. Do you know how much torture that's going to be?
Yes, which is why we're waiting till next week, because I want to see how crazy you go staring and waiting.
And people say I'm evil.
I have a whole song about it. I want to be evil and jump in it. If you see my partner's face, wanna be wicked, I wanna tell lies, I wanna be mean and throw my eyes.
Oh.
It goes on, but I'll spare you the torture of me singing.
Okay.
Beyond that.
Thank you. So next week's show is going to be a bit frantic.
Yes, because next week the show is going to be the day before New Year's.
And I have to, and I'm working that Monday. To save up PTO days.
Ooh.
Boy, you know, when my swap partner takes cards to make something, she is real intense about making sure she has them on all sides. I just looked at the bottom of this bag, and there's two cards on the bottom.
Nice.
One is the Ponyville School, and the other one, I think, is Rarity's House.
I love Rarity's House. I mean, I like Twilight's Library, but the Carousel Boutique is just awesome.
Oh, good, then I did name it right. But I do have to say, after not having done a swap for a long time, I am very happy my swap partner is happy with her box.
Yeah. I just delivered the pony that I was commissioned to make. So I'm done with commissions till January. And she says she loves the pony, and she thinks her boyfriend, husband, will too.
Is this the G4 Unicorn Truly?
Oh, I made that a while back. That was one of my first G4s.
Oh.
But she is gorgeous, isn't she?
She is.
Now, I don't have pictures of the commission up yet because it's a surprise for somebody for Christmas, so I'm not posting pictures up till after Christmas. But I will show you pictures of the handsome boy I made next week.
Okay.
And what are you hoping to get for Christmas?
A new knee?
Besides a new knee.
Hey, I thought that one was good. Oh, wait, that's supposed to be for Halloween. You're supposed to ask for body parts from the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, right.
I forgot.
Right.
Sorry, I am a quintessential Snoopy fan. And, you know, you just have to love, you know, the theologically great Linus when he goes completely berserk and becomes very childish talking about the Great Pumpkin.
So he's confusing with Santa Claus.
Yes. But I have to say the Halloween special, it brought everyone back to the fact that, yes, Linus is ultra, his brain thinks on a completely different wavelength, as in he completely understands things in a theological way. But in the end, he is still a child.
Yeah, he's still a little kid.
Yep. And that's what I see the Halloween special as. Them proving that Linus is just a kid. You know, it's just like with any of those genius kids, you know. Yes, they're a genius, but they're still a kid. But
you know,
let me think.
One of the hardest things about if you happen to be a kid that's above average or genius level intellectually is people forget how old you actually are. My nephew has that same issue that my sister gives him too much emotional credit for where he's at, because he's really academically gifted.
Yeah.
But emotionally, he's still only 11. And she forgets that. He's an 11-year-old boy. And so she lets him play video games or watch movies that aren't appropriate for an 11-year-old. And then when it backfires, she subsides.
You've got to love those parents. But let's see, what do I want for Christmas? Let's see. It's a new anime, which I've already bought from Amazon because I had a gift card for it. And whatever I can get from Walmart for $20 with my $20 gift card.
Oh, I despise Walmart. They're cool. Where I live, there's not a lot of Walmart. My part of Portland has, for the most part, effectively kept Walmart out. So they've used tricks to get into, you know, different cities in Southwest or suburbs cities in Southwest Portland and surrounding area that had managed to keep them out for years and years. By basically approaching other stores that were already in the area that have a similar store profile as them and offering to buy out their lease by the location and the city then can't keep them out because they just follow the same store format that the previous store that was there had been using.
Ah.
Despite the fact that nobody in the neighborhood really wants them there. My roly poly baby. I mean, I realize they have ponies, but they're not exactly the cheapest place to get ponies. I can still get ponies cheaper at Target than any place else.
Yeah, I know. They used to be the cheapest place. You know, back when I first started collecting, they used to be the cheapest. You know, I think they were like $4.50 at Walmart, whereas everywhere else they were like $5. So you were saving 50 cents.
And you were climbing that up.
Yeah. But now, it's just like they're basically the same price everywhere. They might be 4 cents cheaper at Walmart. I'm sorry, 4 cents. Not that big of great of a deal.
Yeah, if I'm gonna purchase from a blood sucking chain retailer, it's gonna be one that's been in the neighborhood for a while.
Yeah. And since I don't really collect the G4s, they just don't get my business for ponies.
Well, and as far as G4s go, I only buy them when I'm going to customize unless there's ones that I can't live without, like the Pinkie Pie's Boutique, you know, clear, sparkly pony.
Yes.
I have those.
Anything Pinkie Pie Boutique.
Have you seen the Pinkie Pie Boutique Equestria Girl doll?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You have to look for it at Target.
I now have a reason to go there.
Because much like the ponies, you know, she's got the black streaks in her hair. She's like stock Pinkie Pie. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Got a little overly excited there. Sorry. I apologize. Didn't mean to do that.
Actually, that's kind of a line of ponies that I've been thinking about doing for custom. It's just making a line of, like, goth versions of the main six. Like, can you imagine a goth Fluttershy?
Oh my god, that'd be just too funny.
It would be adorable and yet somehow make you feel sad.
Yes. Because you know her butterflies would have to be black.
Well, no, her butterflies would be purple.
Dark purple.
She would have, like, thicker, darker, like, lines around her eyes. And she's got those sad eyes anyway.
Yeah.
Well, she's got those sad eyes anyway. And, you know, some, like, dark black and purple streaks in her pink hair.
Oh,
my. We're changing another diaper.
Oh, dear.
You know what it's like when you have to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to stop what you're doing?
I'm sure she does not have that problem.
Well, but she does have to stop what she's doing when I go to change her diaper, though.
This is true.
Yeah, it's just delayed a little bit. It's just delayed the happiness stuff. Yeah. Well, my husband got me something I really wanted for Christmas, and he gave it to me early because he said it was something that I needed to be able to appreciate during the holiday season.
What is that?
The soundtrack for the Polar Express.
Ah, very cool.
We got a whole song devoted to hot chocolate.
Nothing wrong. Nothing about that sounds wrong.
Yeah.
They should have more than one song to make hot chocolate.
Yeah,
they should have an entire album.
Yeah, and of course, Melody loves the Polar Express too, because it's the only Christmas movie we've watched so far where it's pretty much all kids.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, kids, I'm just singing all the time, and lots of singing in music. Yeah, we like singing in music hall. That's why we're named Melody.
Yeah.
My Melody. Oh, there's a Sanrio character named My Melody.
Hmm. Okay.
It's a bunny.
Aww.
So I may have to start collecting them for her. And she's my Melody. Mwah. Mwah. My Melody. That's your Specky. Hey, Becky. Yeah. You're like, I don't want that. I want to play with my dirty diaper and butt paste. I only want to play with the stuff I'm not supposed to.
Oh, of course.
Got a hold of Cookie Monster.
I was about to say, is that a Cookie Monster?
That is a Cookie Monster. My husband bought it several years ago. Apparently Safeway was shipped a bunch of these talking Cookie Monster and Elmo figures. And somehow one of them just got like shoved in the back and forgotten about, and he rediscovered it.
Was that Ultra Queer?
Sort of. They gave it to him for, like, $2 because nobody had, like, a code for it anymore. So they just made up a code. Charged him a $2.
That kind of sounds like when I was working at Carson, I was in charge of certain displays, and I had to go through and do the inventory on that stuff. Well, let's just say the inventory was all over the place. We had inventory in housewares because I worked fine china and crystal. We had inventory in housewares. We had inventory on the dock. We had inventory just scattered all over the store. I was clearing out inventory out of one of the little nooks we had. When I find a foot massager, and I pull this thing out.
What?
A foot massager. It's like one of those foot rests that has like the little ball things on it. You plug it in,
yeah,
you turn it on. Yeah. Well, I found this thing buried up underneath a bunch of different crap. Had no box, had no nothing. Okay. The only reason why I knew we sold it was because it was the brand we sold. And I pull it out, and it's like, I'm looking at my supervisor, and it's like, what the heck are we going to do with this thing? And he goes, I know exactly what we're going to do with it. I said, what are we going to do with it? Pulls out a piece of paper. Writes down a random number,
starts typing in his computer, then writes down a price, gets three pieces of tape, and tapes it on there. And it's like, okay. I look down. He wrote on there, $2.99. At which point I said, but first, does it even work? So we plugged it in. I felt like I was at the thrift store. Because first of all, it was marked down to $2.99. Second of all, we had to plug it in to make sure it worked.
Did you end up getting the foot massager?
I ended up getting the foot massager for $2.99. But it was just one of those oddball things that was just like, okay, that's it. We really need to clear out all of our nook and crannies for all the crap we had.
Yep.
I found an entire stock of bread makers that had been marked down to like $5.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my husband got this baby toy, like, before we ever had a baby.
That is the best time to buy them.
Well, and he would sit there and, like, do that with it, and I hated this thing. But now that we have a baby, it's okay. Because it keeps her happy.
There you go.
Yep. I'm just happy he didn't bring home Elmo.
Oh, dear Lord. I want to shoot Elmo.
I hate Elmo.
I do, too.
I used to have a red dirt devil vacuum cleaner at my first apartment. And
right.
I swear that thing was possessed. And I used to claim that it was possessed by the evil spirit of Elmo.
Sounds perfect to me. Perfectly logical. Another thing we had at Carson's is we had those animatronic things.
Oh, I love animatronic things.
We had the gopher from Caddyshack.
Nice.
And it saying, it's all right. Well, I had to move them from the first floor to the second floor. And I couldn't use the dock elevator. I couldn't use the regular elevator. So I was supposed to use the escalator. Okay. There was like about 20 of these things. So you know what I did? Took all 20 of them, put them down at the bottom of the escalator, and I put them on one by one, and I started them off. So they're all dancing up the escalator.
Awesome.
My coworkers were standing there laughing because I have one standing at the top. And I told her, I'm going to send these all up. And she goes, okay. I said, pull them off as they get up there. What she didn't know was I was going to hit the buttons on all of them, first of all, to check to make sure they all still worked. Second of all, just because it would be funny as hell. So you have dancing gophers going up the stairs. Singing, it's all right. It's all about me. I had kids entertained. They were laughing. I had coworkers entertained and laughing. And it's like, I'm looking at the one that's at the top of the stairs. It's like, please don't fall forward. Please, if you are going to fall down laughing, fall down backwards.
Well, that's
but
awesome.
Yeah, my supervisor heard about that one and was like, why did you do that? It's like, I had to get them upstairs. Why didn't you carry them up? I wasn't going to go up there 10 times. When I could just ship them all up at once and have fun while I'm doing it. Because, of course, I was at the end of the pack, and I was dancing along with them. And, of course, I get up there, and my coworker goes, I think you can get off the escalator yourself.
I have a dancing baby.
Yes,
I have a dancing baby.
Does she sing at the same time?
She goes, I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. That's really the only part of Ally McBeal that I remember or appreciated at all. The rest of the show I could take her. The dancing baby. That's actually how I announced on Facebook that we were pregnant. I found a clip of it on YouTube. Dancing baby.
Yeah. I don't think that was very hard to find.
Speaking of dancing baby, I have to get off so that I can feed this girl and see if I can get her to sleep for a while before we have to go pick up Daddy.
Yeah, and I've got to go feed myself. I haven't eaten all day.
Yeah, I haven't had enough to eat, certainly. I had breakfast. And I had a late lunch. But I don't really have much to eat.
Ah. Well,
right
yeah,
right now it's 7:30 and Daddy gets off work at 9. All right, so I thank you very, very much for a very happy Christmas special.
Yes. Thank you also.
Indeed.
Because without you, I would have been talking to myself.
And trolls.
Don't ever. Oh, yeah, that is true. And the trolls.
Well, baby, silly girl. You silly girl. Yeah, I know.
So, until next week, Pony Night Night?
Pony Night Night.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Is that it? Are we alone? Well, Merry Christmas to you all. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Yeah, whatever holiday you celebrate at this time of the year. We hope it's a happy one with lots of pony hugs and lots of pony joy. Good night.